put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired and so.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this unbelievable, magnificent Monday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. We have a decision to make in November. We have to elect a new United States U.S. Senator. United States U.S. Senator, folks, due to the retiring of Senator Gary Peters. Also, same election in November, we'll be electing a new governor for the state of Michigan. This has been decades since we have had a November election, electing not only in the midterm election a governor, which happens every 4 years, but also a United States senator, which is every 6 years. Their terms are 6 years long. The chances of lining up a U.S. Senate open seat with a governor open seat is something that very rarely ever happens. That's why this November election is so very important. Another seat that is also open is Attorney General. One former Attorney General, Bill Schuette, warned on Friday that the Democratic Attorney General nominee, Ellie Savitt, would be even more progressive than current Attorney General Dana Nessel, arguing that the former Washtenaw County prosecutor's criminal justice policies are out of step with Michigan voters. Former Attorney General Bill Schuette, gubernatorial candidate back in 2018, spoke on Tim Skubick's WKAR's Off the Record. If you're worried about Dana Nessel as Attorney General, Ellie Savitt is going to give you a heart attack, Schuette said. This is the guy who wants to catch and release. He wants to abandon law enforcement. He believes in legalization of prostitution. And he believes everybody should be chewing on psychedelic mushrooms. That is not going to work here in Michigan, said Schuette. Schuette's comments came as the Democratic Attorney General's Association formally endorsed Savitt, praising his record on consumer protections, workers' rights, civil rights, and is setting up what is to be expected to be one of the state's marquee races this election year. The early attacks suggest Republicans intend to make Savitt's tenure as Washtenaw County prosecutor a central issue in the campaign to replace the term-limited Attorney General Dana Nessel. Well, meanwhile, Democratic Attorney General's Association's President Sean Rankin called Savitt, quote, an accomplished and experienced prosecutor who has dedicated his career to fighting for justice. He pointed to his work prosecuting sexual assault and domestic violence cases, creating dedicated units for victims of crime, and establishing a worker and consumer protection division within his prosecutor's office. Savitt, who is expected to become the Democratic nominee at their party's convention in August, said he is running to stand up for all Michiganders and deliver results for working families. He went on to say, I will safeguard our Constitution and protect our voting rights and our civil rights. I will combat corporate misconduct, whether it's protecting the environment from corporate polluters, taking on the bosses who steal from workers, or litigating against companies who unlawfully price gouge their customers. The Republicans, however, are seeking to define Savitt by some based on criminal justice reforms he implemented after taking office in Washtenaw County just back in 2021. Michigan Forward Network, a Republican-aligned advocacy organization, accused Savitt this week of attempting to distance himself from his own record now that he is seeking statewide office. In their statement, the group pointed to a recent Bridge, Michigan interview in which Savitt said some of the policies he pursued as a prosecutor, including changes to cash bail practices and declining to prosecute certain offenses, aren't big parts of my platform as Attorney General. Well, Michigan Forward Network spokesperson Gabe Butsky said, don't believe for a second that Eli Savitt has had a sudden change of heart when it comes to his far-left policies. This is what Democrats do. They campaign like moderates, but they govern like Marxists. Well, as being the Washtenaw County prosecutor, Savitt drew national attention for policies that included ending the routine of the use of the cash bail system, declining to prosecute consensual sex work, and making the possession and use of psychedelic mushrooms among the office's lowest law enforcement priorities. These are the things he actually pushed when he was the Washtenaw County prosecutor. Supporters have argued that those changes allowed prosecutors to focus resources on more violent crime, consumer protection, and worker exploitation. Critics have portrayed these policies as examples of being soft on crime approach that should not be brought statewide to the state of Michigan. Savitt told Bridge, Michigan, that decisions involving offenses like prostitution and psychedelic mushrooms are better left to locally elected prosecutors, those at the county levels, and indicated those issues would not be central to his agenda if he gets elected Attorney General. Schutte then predicted that Republican nominee Doug Lloyd, who is also a county prosecutor for the county of Eaton, would capitalize on these issues during the campaign. Doug Lloyd is an experienced guy. He's seasoned and he's mature. He also understands the rules of law. So, very, very interesting interview with former Attorney General, former gubernatorial candidate Bill Schutte, calling out the Democrats' potential nominee. And some of these policies, folks, at the Washtenaw County level will not fly statewide. The question is going to be, is Doug Lloyd going to be willing to have his campaign call him out on it? Will we see TV ads? Will we get mailers in the mailbox? Last couple weeks of September, right before the 45 days of early voting begins, we shall see. This campaign should heat up, really start to heat up, I believe, August and Labor Day weekend. Because like I said, basically, I think it's September 23rd is when the 45 days of early voting starts. Big, big decision to make when it comes to Attorney General, U.S. Senator, Governor, and also Secretary of State. Those are the big ones for this year's midterms elections. And I got to tell you, folks, turnout is going to be critically, critically important. If the Republicans get out to vote, they will win. If they sit on the sidelines, what they usually do during midterm elections, this is going to be brutal for the state of Michigan. You're looking at Governor Jocelyn Benson. Whichever candidate the U.S. senators end up with as our next U.S. senator, this Eli or Ellie Savitt for attorney general, and then the Democrats' candidate for secretary of state. If they win all of the top seats this November, Michigan will change. Governor Jocelyn Benson, she's more progressive and more left than Governor Gretchen Whitmer is. This is going to be up to you folks to make sure you get the people out on the August 4th primary to make sure we get the right candidate for governor. And then it's going to be all hands on deck for November. That's why we are starting the season off in the month of July, starting this Saturday, 4th of July, Liberty Mountain's big party, and then Ted Nugent on July 25th, fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party. Their candidates. Absolutely, absolutely critical. But, again, Bill Schuette pointing out these issues for Eli, Ellie, whatever you call his first name, Savitt, S-A-V-I-T, when he was the Washtenaw County prosecutor starting back in 2021. Final segment of hour number one before we have the interview with Steve Gruber this morning about his new song, One Nation. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Perry's on a mission, he's here to stay. Perry Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand. The family's in.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. We're going to have Steve Gruber on in the next segment talking about a song that he wrote with his pastor. He plays the drums in this song. We're going to play it for you right now so you can hear it and be able to talk about it with Steve Gruber in the next hour. It's called One Nation. Part of the song itself says One Nation Under God. Here you go.
Hear my earnest prayer for these United States. Keep her in your holy protection. Our first president prayed, cultivate the hearts of the people to unite in the faith. Form a bond of brotherly love to what no man could ever break. Lord, bless the fallen soldiers have given up their lives, the blood spilled in the battles, and the family left behind. We honor the fallen soldiers who have fought and given all. 250 years, we're still standing tall.
One nation under God.
Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic
for which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation.
One nation.
Under God.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice. For all.
With liberty and justice for all.
One nation under God.
May we always be
always be.
If you like that song, you can get it on Amazon Music. The download of it is $1.29. It is going to the Freedom Project. Steve Gruber and the Freedom Project. One Nation. Now, Steve told me he played the drums in the song. He did a great job. We're going to have him on in the next segment to talk about it. But it's already reached number one on Christian music. And he called me, texted me this morning and said it's gotten to number 11. He said just a few more shares, a few more likes, and it'll be in the top 10. And the thing of it is that you have to understand, folks, this is something that Steve has chosen to do for the Freedom Project. We're going to talk to him about the Freedom Project, what that's all about, learn more about it with him as he joins us in the, on the show in the next half hour. God willing, if technology works good, we'll be able to have him on. He'll be with us from 10:05 to 10:30. One Nation, Steve Gruber and the Freedom Project. Got a picture of him there, his wife Ivy on his right, and the singer lady on his left. Not really sure who she is, but we'll ask Steve about it. If you guys have any questions about the song or about Steve, text them to me at 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Looking forward to him. I haven't had him on the show in a while. We're still trying to work out the engineering difficulties we're having for bringing his show live from 6 to 9. I'm sure we can work this out. We have some new technology in the studio. Devin Lawrence, his engineer, Steve's engineer, can work it out. So hopefully we'll be able to get his show on from 6 to 9 heading into these very critically important elections. Elections that are coming up that we feel we need to be a part of and share. So with that, we're going to take a short break for hour number two. Again, we're going to get the technology working, God willing. We'll be able to have Steve on the show. And this is something that I'm very much looking forward to. That's it for hour number one. Again, top of the hour news break and Steve Gruber in the next half hour. Short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom